There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Funky Cold Medina is here to bring you in today. This is From the Helicarrier, the number one news source from Marvel Avengers Alliance. I am the character of Epic Boss McFall will be played by Tone Loke today. and I stole
Epic
the
Boss. Epic Boss McThroat.
I stole the. I love that Klotz earlier today. He came up with the term "funky cold Medina," and I just been giggling about that all day. So, hey Klotz, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing better than you. Clearly,
I don't know. It's a fact of life, so I don't miss shows if I can help it. But I will let you guys handle most of the talking today, as we do, and so we'll go over to the golden-voiced Ibbot.
Ooh, yes. Fresh off 24 hours of chatting into a microphone and getting a bloody nose during it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you about that? Yeah, about midnight, I was on, doing a segment with Scott Fletcher, talking about golden-voiced, and... we were playing horrible covers, like the worst covers we could come up with. And one of the ones we played was by Mrs. Miller, who's this high-pitched, sounds like, old people might get this reference, but the Anna Gasteyer bit on Saturday Night Live where she and Will Ferrell would do this old couple who did hits for proms, but it was all done music teacher high-pitch voice.
I'm not old, and I got that reference.
Okay, good.
But you know, I grew up watching SNL, so yeah.
There you go, yeah. Anyway, so she sounds like that about halfway through the song. It was like my brain was trying to reach through my nose and plug my ears or something, because it was all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, my nose is it's a gusher. So I had to excuse myself and play something else. I think I played Freebird.
No, a nice like 10-minute song, give you time.
Right, exactly. Yep. Free Bird, Stairway to Heaven, whatever. All right, so here are your headlines. Spec Ops 31. We're in the thick of it. How's it going? Who has Jessica? And what kind of weapons have we all picked up so far? Also, we're going to have a live lockbox opening. We'll see if one of us can nab Boomerang. And man, that's really about it. We will have a discussion about the current sales going on, but to tell us about the current sales going on, it is Mr. Paul Klotz to talk about a very deep subject.
Oh. Well, my friends, we don't have a lot of variety on sale, but we do have a lot of bundles on sale. Let me start with the one thing that is not a bundle right now. We have the Spec Ops item, the Hammer Pistol, available for 64 gold. Gold. And then we have a whole slew of former Spec Ops sets. We have the Cosmic set, the Demon set, the Chess set, the AVX set, the Self-Sacrifice set, the 40th Century Man set, and the Data set. They are all 50% off until December 4th, which probably means December 3rd for most of you.
Yeah.
And so instead of 256 gold, they are 128. That is a bargain. Mm-hmm. If you are really keen on getting any of these sets and do not have them, now is your time. Do you guys want to like maybe pick a set or two that you really think is worth getting? And
yeah, I mean, that's the conversation I think people wanted, the three of us to have on here. Okay. And it's funny because, the Demon set is, let's see, it's the original Demon set, Fury, Grief, yep. Signpost, Hotshot. So none of the new stuff that they kind of the post added Demon set stuff. I'd say if you don't have the Demon set, that's a really good one to pick up. especially signpost you still see constantly in PvP.
Yeah.
And having the rest of them, it's a really, you know, even not in PvP, it is a board clearer. Like it will, in PvE, it will clear a field of enemies fairly quickly. The chess set had its day, and it's funny because out of all of these, that's the only one that I don't already have. I think I've got maybe even part of it. I'd probably got the rook or the bishop or something. So I'm kind of eyeing the chess set as far as one to pick up.
Eyes are up here a bit.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, I can't really say. I mean, you see some of these every once in a while. You see the Hoarfrost Mace, which gives you survivability.
You can't say that on air.
The Hooker Frost Mace. Is that better?
Lady of the Night.
As they say in The Sopranos, the Hua Frost Mace.
Yeah. The second page, this data set, 40th century man and self-sacrifice set. Mm-hmm. Pieces are okay. Like the reboot is decent.
Yeah.
No, I haven't played with the full data set, but what I did play with didn't really do crap for me other than the reboot is good. In the 40th century man, you're talking about Baltag's blaster has always been good. Some of it's okay. I mean, it's not a bad set, but it doesn't like change the field. Mm-hmm. Same with the self-sacrifice set. You know, the chess set
has been, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I might actually have the chess set, not at level 310.
Right.
But I do remember at one point, I mean, that was a game changer.
Oh, it really was. Sure. You saw that all the time, especially the rook and its recharge, yeah. Like it's, you know, multi-shot. Playdom would be really nice, guys, if you would do a thing where, like, if you clicked on one of these sets and you hovered over each of the weapons, it would say currently own 0 or one, right? It would be nice. But yeah.
But that's not how they make the money, Ibbit.
Right. They want the people who don't realize they have 3 pieces of the chess set to accidentally buy it. But yeah, so those would be the ones I'd consider. I mean, I would say that the demon set for sure, if you don't have all 4 pieces of it, because again, you might get, you might have gotten some of the later pieces that came out that go really well with these. The chess set maybe, but I'd say really of all those are probably the only ones. You shouldn't buy the self-sacrifice just for the Hoarfrost Mace.
Mm-mm. No,
wait till that comes up as a roulette spin or
Go play the Monday advent, whatever daily it is that you right. get. There's 2 dailies you get weapons in. So
right,
jumping to the field because this plays into that. Agent Dublin wrote in. Well, he messaged me directly. He said, "Hey McFall, would love to hear your thoughts on Black Friday / Cyber Monday sale from Playdom. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought they would have characters, pages, lot boxes on sale, but meh. You know, and I kind of feel the same way as." Mm-hmm. This as a sale is a decent sale for what it is. But when you're talking about Black Friday, you know, Hulk has smashed prices. I expected a whole slew of things.
ISOs, AISOs. Yeah.
Well, they just did a bunch of AISOs, but alts, characters, block boxes. Yeah, I kind of expected it to be bigger, to be honest.
Yeah.
You wanted something, a little something of everything, right? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, no. I mean,
yeah. Okay. I thought you were setting me up, but yeah.
Yes, No. That's a reasonable expectation that we would have some variety. I mean, that's how everybody does their Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales. You know, you don't just offer deep discounts in one category and then leave everything full price. You know, that's how you get people is you offer a lot of cool things and then they're like, oh, take my money, and they throw it at their screen, and then you collect it in the form of digital currency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, it's I mean, I wasn't paying very close attention to the sale, but I would have expected to see a wider variety now that I've heard what was in it.
Yeah.
And
it's not even like, you know, the there was another spider set that should have been in there. There was don't call during the show, Mom. Come on.
Mom.
I'm doing the show, Mom. I already know her plane is late. But there's a few sets in here that it would have been nice to see. And I'm trying to remember like the one where you had a weapon that would, you know, you had one piece that would charge all three of the other pieces. You'd have to fire the first one, and then one of them was a shield, like it created a shield. Another one was a sonic blaster. I'm trying to remember which one it was, but I thought that was a pretty good set. I mean, it's funny that they just were fairly pick and choose about the sets and didn't just say, you know, let's just make all the sets available again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I agree. But I'm still looking forward to the 12 Days of Xmas, if they do that again with all the X-Men versions having a different sale every day.
Who are the X-Men?
You know, you're right. That might not actually happen this year, but it's happened more than once, I want to say. I know once for sure, but...
I think if I can take a moment to climb upon my soapbox for just a brief moment.
Wow, okay.
I think the problem is still that they just don't understand how to do a sale. Like, I don't know if they're afraid of losing revenue in the long term, but they just don't do decisive broad sales that are going to generate a lot of revenue for them and also make people very happy. They just kind of like, oh, here's some stuff that maybe a couple people will like. Mm-hmm. Throw it all on the line, man. Like, put it all out there. Make me want to buy $50 worth of money.
Right.
Make me want to buy $100. Like, make me want to blow my entire holiday budget on your sale. Because that's what you've got to do. You've got to get those dollars. Those dollars are going to go somewhere in this time of year, you know? And they're not really enticing people to put them here. And that's a shame because, you know, that would make the game better overall if they were putting them here. So... yeah, I'm going to climb back off, but basically, yeah, Playdom, just like stop toeing the line and just commit. Do a good sale, and I promise you, you'll see results. You'll see people step up and buy things that they've been looking for, you know, throw it all out there for a while. And the thing is, you just do it short, you know, you do a quick weekend sale and then they're gone, you know, and then do another sale closer to the holiday and you're good to go. You don't have to offer it for a long period of time. But yeah, that's all I got to say on the matter.
No, fair enough. So there's that for the sales. Now, somebody mentioned they thought the X-Force pack was on sale, but I don't think it was because I don't have the entirety of the X-Force packs. I think I have at least one uniform from the three main that they released, Deadpool, right. Wolverine, and Psylocke.
Angel. And Angel.
But see, I don't have Angel's.
I guess Angel's was – it is it's considered an X-Force alt, right. I guess so it was just his
So is not Union Jack, the one with the flying saucer guy.
Marvin the Martian?
No, he looks like an X-Force guy. Why? I think he's from France.
Oh, dead. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Why can't I think his name? Know, right. Because of the F. Phantom X.
Thank you. Yes. They Phantom X and Angel were retconned into that pack. Not because of the storyline, but because like, hey, we gave these alts and we're going to give the bonus to those two also. Right. So, Phantom X is just as his own, but I think Angel, don't you have to have Archangel to be the X-Force bonus? I think.
Yeah. I mean, he is a team up bonus, but he's not, I don't think he came out with that sale. I think he was sold separately. Like his alt was sold.
Yeah.
His alt was before earlier. Those alts were available. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was a thing for the glitch in the PvP.
The Archangel, the Archangel alt was available before I started playing again.
Yeah,
so right.
Smurf Bunny says the X-Force alts were discounted with gold. I didn't see it. Interesting.
And well, Onitopia says they were on sale and now they're evergreen, which I figured. Okay. It's pretty safe for me to say that word nowadays.
I think you can, yeah.
And so when they disappear tomorrow, guys. It's on you, not me. It's not my fault.
We'll take it.
Because the pattern they've had recently is I think they take about a year before they make things available, you know, evergreen. So they usually do it, put it on sale a couple times, and then it'll go up for this last sale, and then it'll be out there for a while or ever, possibly.
Right.
No, he still said possibly.
Well, you know, I've been burned before.
Exactly. I don't blame him. Once bitten, twice shy.
Holy crap. Has anybody gotten their Elsa Bloodstone up to level 9?
Yes.
The animation on that gun. Yeah. Holy Jesus. That's like a Deadpool thing right there.
It is. That's exactly what I was about to say. Thank you. the fourth attack Deadpool.
Yeah. I just got her to level 9, so I'm playing with her, and all of a sudden it's this massive gun. I was like, what? you better kill everybody with that thing. Otherwise, it's just not worth it. There are, I don't have any new Spartans right now to shout out to.
Oh, okay.
Clairvoyance says evergreenish.
Ish. Trademark.
Pretty much, yeah.
So current events, what do we got going on?
Well, man, let's talk about Spec Ops. There's a lot of parts to it, a lot of pieces. First off, progression through the tasks. I got Jessica Jones a few days ago. I think Sunday. It was after the Coverthon. It was perfect. She was training through most of the Coverthon. Or nice. Not she was training. It was the last research almost completely was around the Coverthon. So the 24 hours were almost completely in the 36 hours of the research, which was nice. Then I didn't feel like I was like wasting time by not doing anything. Because, man, when the Coverthon's going on, I can barely keep up with just the collect and resend. That's about all I can do.
Yeah. Speaking of, I haven't caught any of your other shows to catch the markers that you made. So what were your markers this year as far as what you raised and where it's going?
Oh, we raised 78.32, I think. Shoot, I should know this off the top of my head.
That's nice.
I've got it actually right here. Yes, 78.32, 9,000. So we're making a $4,500 donation to Alzheimer's research today. For one day only, they were doing a matching thing. So technically, we donated $9,000 to Alzheimer's research.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
We do this every year as far as time it with their double down day. So last year, we donated $8,000. This year, we upped it $1,000 to $9,000.
Awesome.
So, and then that means that the $3,300 goes to Coverville 2016 operations. So it's stuff like licensing, bandwidth, hosting, all that stuff. No fun stuff, unfortunately. Well, I mean, fun. Doing the show is fun, but it's not like I could say, Daddy needs a new iMac or something like that.
Yeah, there's no Lego helicarrier appearing in the background
exactly.
Right now, is there?
Exactly. That, well, there is, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't come from this. So it was a super success, huge success. And I've got a poker table full of packages that need to go out in the next couple of days to thank people for their support.
And you guys should have been there. You know, different things get thrown in. And I loved what you did this year, Ibbot, with the trivia. You know, the guests, like in this case, it was Klotz and I, the guests get asked trivia questions and everyone will get right. He throws in another prize on top of the package.
Yep.
Now's a fun twist. But what nobody knew, well, of course, Ibbot knew, but what nobody else knew before we got there, when we did panel by panel, at the end of that, I provided the prize package, which was a year's membership to the Marvel Unlimited app.
Which is epic. Tablets.
Yeah.
It's a huge one. Yeah.
So, you know, you guys need to come and next year and donate. And I mean, I think a lot of the prizes are epic. There was a, after that, there was a 12 month membership to Xbox Gold Live.
Yep. Yep.
And like, crap, I need that right now. Mine's about to come up.
Yeah. One of our guests, Nicole, had a huge box full of stuff that she's gotten at BlizzCon from Marvel Collectors Corps. From Loot Crate, Arcade Block, like all those other ones. It's basically like it was a, you know, especially the BlizzCon and Collector's Core stuff is really exclusive. I mean, that's stuff that you just can't get anywhere else. And she was really excited to be able to do that one.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good time. And thanks again to anybody who listened or contributed, whether it was money, time, or whatever. It was all greatly appreciated. All right. So Jessica Jones, like I said, got her on Sunday. I've got her up to level it's funny. I'm looking at her right now in a fight, and I can't see what level she is. She's at whatever level requires 1,781 XP to advance to training. So I think that is level 8 because I don't have her 9 unlocked, her level 9 attack. But man, I got to say, I love the simulator yes. editions. It's so cool to be able to like stick her in a fight with Hiroki Age Iron Fist and Groot, who also need to advance to level 15 and get some healing in there and have her like basically kind of a ride along to get some cheap XP to get her through the leveling process. It's made it so quick to get characters up to the training level. It's awesome.
Yeah. Somebody was, I think in the chat room, they're like wanting to know about the simulators. I have lived and died by that thing. I've gotten Spitfire leveled up so fast, and now I have two pages of agent or heroes ready to train because I'm focusing on certain characters. But you take people with them,
right?
You know, and it's like, holy crap! I mean, my millions are down to like 1 million now, and it's like, well, I saved that slot. I mean, I've got to get Spitfire up to level 15, which is the very next training I'm waiting on the training room to open up to do. I've already tested her out in PvP, Spitfire with Amazing Spider-Woman in the PvP trial. I was fighting a good 1,000 above my point level and beating them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty epic. Not 1,000, sorry, a couple hundred above my level. Okay. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Because I finished, everybody knows I finished at 1550, which is a little sore topic, but I still made it.
Right.
I'm fighting, 16 and 1700 rating teams in the practice. And the only team I couldn't handle was the one that might be the new meta if you do it upright. It's level 15 Mockingbird as her worthy alt. Mm-hmm. I don't know their name. And level 15 Black Knight. And it was just like, I mean, you were drowning the whole time, and he just blocked everything and absorbed everything. And it's just like, there's nothing I can do against that team.
Yeah, Black Knight is brutal, man. He is a tough one to deal with on that.
I've heard some rumblings in the community that they'd like to oust him.
Yeah.
But he's too good, too strong. Well,
The problem is still inherently wrong here, and I say this for a lot of the different things that rely on contact, but you miss. So he blocks, and then he dodges both of, or multiple attacks, whatever, if it's one or multiple, and then he still absorbs the power. It's like, what power are you absorbing? There was no contact. You have to have kinetic energy to absorb power, man. Yeah, it's a little – I don't say this very often, but he's definitely overpowered, I think. I think he needs to be nerfed a little bit. Mm-hmm. All things that absorb, and that goes for my agent with the Fistagon – not the Fistagons, with the fist that absorbs, or with the EISO that absorbs, or your Red Hulk, all of them need to have that code put in that says if it misses, you don't get anything.
Right.
You know, because it's not right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd go along with that. Yeah. He's tough. He's a focus target for sure when you come up against him in PvP. Well, you don't really have a choice because he's usually protecting. So, I mean, even if you've got the ability to stealth around your attacks around Black Knight, he still is a focus target.
And I think Elsa is going to be good to take him down. With her third attack having despair. I mean, you put despair on him. Mm-hmm. It's all of a sudden, it's like the car that won't start. It's like, sure. Oh, really? I've got your starter right here. I mean, it's fun. I don't have a good despair weapon on my team right now.
Did you not have the Peace Pulsar rifle?
I don't have that. I have a couple good despair weapons. I was just using the Scroll of Uncle Zach, I think it is. And it's the third seal that gives you despair. So I kind of find myself focusing on other attacks first and not breaking down to that third seal. So I got to swap it out and get, I've got Brute on there and the Zed Slugger, so I can use something. But no, I if they put Peace Pulsar, I mean, shut up and take my money. I'm buying that thing. It's gonna take gold, but I will give you my money to get the gold to get it.
Yeah, the Peace Pulsar is great, and despair on all three enemies all at once is great in PvP because, if they come out with a Heroic Age Iron Fist, and he gets uses his ability to just like, I think I'll heal the team. Then it's fun just watching those little zeros bounce up and down.
Yeah. Yeah, they made that nice. In my head, they made that little coin sound.
Right.
It's awesome. But you asked about Spec Ops. I am researching the final weapon.
Oh, good.
Right now. It took me a little bit longer than it should have. I don't remember. I know it was five kingpins right before his research. Mm-hmm. There's something right before that. I don't remember exactly what it was. But I was like, I don't have time to complete multiple things. I'm like, I'll get to it.
Right, right.
And so I probably could be getting Jessica Jones by now if I'd been a little more attentive to the game. But it's gonna be interesting for sure. Everybody's asking in the chat, or they were asking, do we think that Purple Man will be a group box on the next Spec Ops? Because the next one is Jessica Jones. No, this was Jessica Jones. I'm sorry. But do you think Purple Man will come back as a group boss at some point?
Yeah, seems like he should, right? Now, here's the thing. Have we had to fight Purple Man in this thing? Because I don't remember it. I'm looking like I fought Beetle a couple times, Boomerang once as an enemy, Vulture. We don't get Purple Man in this thing at all, do we? Because somebody was saying, yeah, if you eliminate mind control or use a weapon that does mind control, then you don't even go up against Purple Man. And I have not even... That's the crazy thing is I haven't seen Purple Man. So I don't know if there's like some little...
I think M-Sketch is a misunderstood.
Okay.
Not Lotbox hero, but right. Group boss. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it'll be a Lotbox here.
Okay, no. Yeah. So that then people are confirming. And Kingpin, you know, kind of makes you think... Or like you think you're about to go up against Owl in the last mission, but kind of Kingpin steps in and says, no, I'll take this. So... Mm.
I do love Kingpin's attack. I mean, the animation on him is gorgeous because he's like such insolence, and he pimp slaps the crap out of her.
It is the pimp slap. Yeah, all he needs is a car door.
Yeah, I know, right? It should be pimp slap, then car door, you know. His attacks are really good. Go ahead.
Now, Kingpin is a character that we could see as a lockbox in the future, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he's ambiguous enough where he's not purely evil or anything like that. He's selfish, but not necessarily always
a business
evil. Man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
he's
I could
Trump
see
the Marvel Universe.
Yeah. Except he doesn't try any toupee business.
Right.
Just like, no.
All right. You know what? Trump would instantly
somebody's
get...
gonna Photoshop a toupee into a shot of Kingpin.
That's from Daredevil, yeah. But honestly, I think Trump would win a ton of votes if he just shaved his head and showed up in a big white suit to one of his in one of his debates. We're like, done. I will vote for you, man. Done, sir.
Right. All right. Yeah, I probably shouldn't bring this up. There might be, you know, we don't want to cross any any political
opinions.
We're
not being serious political thing. We're making jokes about politics.
Of course.
It's funny.
Let's see what else
vote
about
Quimby.
Spec Ops. What's that?
Vote Quimby.
Vote none of the above. All right, so that's what we got going on Spec Ops wise. Let's talk a little bit about Kingpin since we brought him up. Definitely seems to be something that's changed in the process of getting group bosses out to everybody. Because what I've done in the past is I've done the pick and choose. You know, if we've got a thread going up at Agents Only Lounge for people saying, I still need group boss. I still need group boss. I usually just go down the line and just, you know, tag all those people. Yeah. If that isn't going on, then I try and do the everybody in recommended, select all and send. And that doesn't seem to be doing as well as it has in the past because I'm getting people who I know are in my list, who are in that recommended list, who are saying, yeah, I never got one. Mm-hmm. So they may have changed something in the code. And I wish we could get an answer from Playdom on what is the process for that tool? Like, what is the secret sauce behind it? So not so we can game the system, but so we can understand it and say, oh, okay, if I do select all of my recommended and send, it's only going to do the first 10 people in that list. Or if I do it this way, it, you know, the people have to be on your ally bar, not just Facebook friends, but on your ally bar or whatever. That would be some great, you know, knowledge to bestow upon us just to say, hey, how does it work?
Yeah, agreed.
Well, there are some folks in the community who are of the opinion that it doesn't do anything at all. And it just it literally just sends a group boss to anybody who's eligible on your list.
Right. I believe that. I totally believe that.
Which is still fine. I mean, as long as you're eligible.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what eligibility would be here.
Yeah, but eligible is different from needing a group bus. Like once I get Boomerang, I don't really care if people send me the group bus. I'll happily send mine out to people who want it. But I'd rather not take up a slot that somebody else needs to get lockboxes.
Yeah, I agree.
I am slowness here says secret sauce of GB invites it does not work. It is all random. Don't collect rewards and many can fight it. I mean, that's definitely a part of it. I mean, I think a lot of people get a little antsy to collect their rewards.
Yeah.
And so, you know, everybody doesn't get a fair crack at it per se. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a tough thing to say because we can't really confirm, you know, if it functions at all or I know Mugtwig was saying that it hits everybody that's on your bar basically. Mm-hmm. And if you get there in time, you'll get a chance at it. But we also know that it updates in batches. Because, you know, you'll get a whole slew of them all at once. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't trickle in if you keep refreshing kind of thing. So that's a whole nother factor. That's one of the things that led me to, on a previous show, to discuss the fact that, you know, things don't update instantaneously. You know, we know that things update in batches now because of that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the big indicators. So, I mean, just if it really is what we're talking about here, where if it really is just people on your bar get a crack at it, tell us that and take away the stupid invite menu. Like, just delete that thing and just
right, exactly.
And just
say spawn.
Wow,
right, exactly.
To me, because I'll tell you, let me finish. I've spawned my group boss and not selected anybody before on purpose, and people still kill it. Like, so clearly, it doesn't matter who I send it to. So, and just throwing that out there. Go ahead.
Interesting.
Sorry.
I was just gonna say. Part of the whole select people, it's an old trope to get people into more Facebook gaming. It was done very, very early on when they first did it. And the whole thing was send it to whoever and they'll give you all your Facebook friends in one tab. Your Marvel recommend, your Marvel friends one that's just the people who play the game and then recommend it. And I've noticed I make sure I always get on that Marvel tab first before I hit select all and send or before I pick names. Because I noticed it will send the people who don't play the game say, hey, you were just sent a group boss from McFall. You need to come play our game. Like, I like your game. I do a show about your game. I talk about your game. I don't need your crap going to my friends.
Yeah, don't spam my friends.
Or then whiny little babies going, hey, quit sending me invites. I'm sorry. I want you to play with me, asshole. Just hit ignore. You know, anyway, I'm sorry. I've had that conversation many times with real life friends. Like, you do realize you can hit ignore and it'll never come to you again, right? You don't have to call me on the phone and bitch me out.
Right.
But that being the point, I think they could redo the model, like you were saying, Klotz, where just hit send and let everybody who can get to it get to it and then don't touch it. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard. I know it's very difficult when you see it there and you can collect your rewards. I actually, not on purpose this time, I actually let mine get down to the last 30 minutes before the group boss was supposed to spawn again before I collected my rewards. Just because I've been busy doing other stuff. I was like, hey, you got a really good shot at my boss this time. Because he sat there for 2 days for you.
It's a good way to do it. I mean, it's super nice because then everybody gets a crack at it.
Yeah, and I think everybody should get a crack. I mean, it's crap.
It's a loot pinata. It's a silver pinata.
Now, I've noticed, I have personally noticed that the batches that I'm getting are very low. It's weird when it picks a time. I think it's based off the clock of when you first launch a group boss. Because I noticed on the group boss before King, before Kingpin, that around sometime, I didn't focus enough to get the exact time, but somewhere between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern, if I logged in around that time, I would have my group bosses for that day. And I'd play them. This time it's sometime in the morning. And I think it lined up with I happened to be playing in the morning and launched my Kingpin group boss. And that's when that clock refreshes. But I'm only getting maybe 5 a day. I know, Ibbett, you were saying you were getting a handful. I think the people who don't quite have the active players that we have, I've seen somebody saying we're getting none. They're going 2 or 3 days without any.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, I don't know what that is. Is it because there's not active players somehow not sending it to you? Which is hard to believe because this person's in our lounge. So they should be allied with most of the lounge members. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. I made sure, like most loungers did, I picked him today to send on my list. But I've seen it before. We did a little research in the lounge. Said, okay, I'm going to send this to you right now. Let me know when you get it. And sometimes they never got the thing. Well, I picked their name and sent it to them. Sometimes I never got the boss. And sometimes I was like, oh, I got it a day after you said you sent it.
Right.
It's weird. It's just,
there's, it doesn't seem to be any sort of predictable signs to it, unfortunately. So yeah, that's why it'd be nice, you know, and maybe that's why Playdom doesn't say how it works, is because it really is just this roll of the dice that they're probably embarrassed to say, yeah, it probably needs an update, but we don't have time to do that right now. So
I apologize to all our viewers at home that just watched me sneeze on camera.
Oh, at least you, you muted your mic. That's
all. Oh yeah. It was like, I felt it coming. I was like, no.
Oh, man. Nothing emasculates you more than realizing you really don't know how to play Nico Minoru. I've tried to do the Nico Molly heroic.
Yeah.
From the chapter before Legends, chapter 7, I think it is. And, like, man, I just feel like a noob playing this right now. I have no idea how to play Nico at all.
Yeah, there was a great post about that a while back, and you'll need to look that up because it was the perfect explanation for how to play Nico.
It's because you're bad and you should feel bad.
No argument here on that one.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to say in the face of that.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might, next time there's a PvP PvP season, I might just look through the bar and see. I don't want to assume that everybody that I'm friends with on Facebook that plays Marvel Avengers Alliance is doing PvP, but I want to assume that 95% of them are. And just looking through the bar, I might actually remove people from my Facebook friends that I know aren't friends outside of MAA and who don't have a little badge to show what level they are in PvP. Cause I think that might help get some more people, some lockboxes if they show up on my ally bar.
Thank you, Cassie.
So make sure you do at least, you know, 5 fights. So you register with a silver, I think 1 fight.
And, you know, you guys give me grief, but Cassius gave me answers. So he's my favorite now.
Yes, well, you know, if you need to have your hand held, I guess somebody's there for you.
I'm sorry. We're,
no, I say this. You have to realize that for the better part of a year, I got weekly scoldings from Nikolai about how I was doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It rolls downhill.
Now, normally we don't do this, but I want to address a question that we did just yet in the chat, because I think it would be good for the people who listen to the podcast as well, not just the streamers, but asking about Winter Soldier, if we should get him available for lockboxes this Christmas, or if we should wait for the Civil War tie-in.
Yeah, wait for the tie-in, I think.
I'm sure they're going to wait for the tie-in. Yeah. Now that it's, you know, now that we've seen the Civil War trailer and it looks like the Bucky show, I think we're going to see the playable Bucky at that point, and probably not sooner.
I saw something on Facebook that was funny, but I'm like, that's not right. They're like, the Cap America from the comics, I stand against intolerance, and I forget what the other word was. Captain America from movie, where's Bucky? Where's my Bucky? That's not right. That's funny. That's not right.
They definitely are making the trailer, like you said, I mean, the trailer is very,
it's mass Cap audience Bucky oriented, in my opinion.
Right. It is. We I don't think that the whole Civil War business is going to get triggered by the school explosion the comic one was based on. I think it is going to be focused on, all right, the Avengers are causing a lot of collateral damage. Yeah. The city that they lifted up. I think we talked about this in
we did. But it's so, you know, we did a cover with Coverthon. We did a Breaking the Panel that will be released. It's in processing now. Klotz has got the schedule. Mm-hmm. So that'll be released soon. And we did break the trailer down and talk about it very well. I think now might be collection opening time.
Let's do that.
Hold on 1 second. Real quick, since you mentioned Breaking the Panel, this week is the week that the Mike Zabcik interview goes live.
Oh, cool. I'm excited about that one.
Look for that Friday morning, folks. It'll go up on Block Talk Radio. So bright and early at about 6 a.m.
Nice.
So, you know, make sure you set your alarms and wake up.
And we're still figuring out the iTunes thing. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Just so everybody knows, is I am working on the iTunes issues. We're having difficulty getting it over there. And we're going to try some patchwork stuff until we can figure out the answers. But we are working very hard to get it into your reader. Just so you know, if you use the iTunes podcast app or any other app that will let you put in the feed, you can surf to blogtalkradio.com on your phone. It has a little RSS symbol there. Yeah. And you can click it. I haven't done it on my phone. I know on the website itself, when you click it, it takes you to the literal page feed, but you copy the URL and you can put it into your RSS feeder. And that will at least let you subscribe to your phone until we get this stuff fixed. But we are working on it right now. MA Clairvoyant says hot news is coming down the pipe.
Oh, really? Something from MA Insiders, I'm guessing?
Either that or he's excited about Mike being on the show. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I just opened my first lot box and got a new cover.
All right. Well, hold on. We'll stay in parity here. So opening 10. I like that you can click and bypass the whole animation. Oh, my God. I got a brand new cover. And right. The claw prototype, which is a nice PvP bonus, actually. 23,000 offense. So that's cool. Yeah.
Nice. I didn't get anything like that. All right, next in.
First opportunity for a duplicate, and did not get a duplicate.
Oh, nope, I got a new one as well.
Yep. All right. So we're both rocking 2 of 8 covers so far.
Dear Art and Jesus, I've been good this year.
set number 3.
Duplicate.
Another new one.
All right, well, I'm one behind now. Nothing good in my extras there.
Okay. Well, I got an energy fist. Terrific. Can't wait to equip somebody with that.
I got a stupid rifle.
The Rough Rider?
Yeah. Well, I got like a billion of those.
I know.
I got another duplicate, and I just filled
it. All right, so got my first duplicate, so now I've got 4 covers and a duplicate.
So I'm about to get I'm guaranteed a cover on this open because I filled my bar. So I'm
about
to get cover number 3.
All right. New one. So 5 covers and a duplicate.
I'm getting some good good ISOs.
4 covers and duplicate, I should say, is what I'm at now.
Let's see. I'm at 3 and a couple of duplicates.
It's like listening to your grandparents open their Christmas presents over the phone because they don't have Skype.
Yeah. Hey, I got a new cover.
All right. There we go. Another duplicate for me. So I think I'm at 4 and 2 duplicates.
Oh, Jimmy, this is such a nice sweater.
Another duplicate. So I think 4 and 3 duplicates.
Did I get a duplicate? No, I got a new one. I might be in range to actually pull this off.
Really?
Oh, I got a dispatcher headset for 17,000 offense and defense.
Nice. That's the parody armory item now. Yeah, so I'm at 4 with 2 slots left on the bonus bar to fill in.
I'm at 5 covers currently.
All right. I think I just hit my 5th cover.
Yep. 35 to open. Good. Good. You get your 5th cover.
Oh, funny. I've got 34 to open. So, yeah, this is going to be, we're right on track with each other here.
Duplicate. I can't, I'm not going to make it today.
Ooh, another new one. Got 6, so I just need number 5 and number 7, and I've got 24 left open, so 2 more 10 packs.
You might do it, but it's
going to take some real RNG magic, and there's a duplicate, so it's definitely not going to happen.
I was about to say, dear RNGesus, you heard the wrong prayer.
Last 10, and it is another duplicate. So I still have, and combat comb is the other armory item that you can get. Looks like you pulled it right out of Misty Knight's hair.
Nice.
So that's the other.
I got another blade blaster. That's actually a good gun. I just got one before. Cool. So the only good thing I got was a blade blaster and then the headset. The rest of it is just generic. I mean, I got a couple of EISOs, which are always useful.
EISOs or just ISO?
I'm sorry, ISOs. I apologize.
Yeah.
ISO. I'm so used to throwing a letter.
I would love it if they threw some AISOs and EISOs in there. Holy cow.
So I am in the same spot you are. I've got 2 left.
Yep, same here. Uh-huh. 2 left. Yeah. And how many slots do you have filled in that current bonus bar?
None.
Oops, went into the...
No, oh, I have 2. I'm sorry, I have 2 filled in the current bonus bar.
Yep, that's what I've got too. So.
Wow, right, hey, that's interesting. We literally ended in the same spot.
Yep.
And you know what? We should tell people, do
so
that
we need to send us more group bosses, people.
Oh, let's talk about the simulator some more, just because I just love that thing, man.
Sure.
It's, somebody's like, hey, the best thing to do with the simulator is level up Doom. I'm like, really? How come your Doom's not 15 already, man? Seriously?
Yeah. That was PokeProf, man.
I know, but Doom, if
are
your
you
Doom should be one
the
of the first 15s.
Come on.
See, here's the thing, though. In the simulator and in PvE for leveling, Doom takes up two spots. Mm-hmm. On the flight deck, he only takes up one.
My Doom's level 15. I mean, that's
so Doom gets left for me. Doom
Dude,
gets leveled on the flight deck.
My Doom is an ace pilot, man. He's flying a lot of missions.
Right.
Well, let me
almost
see.
You know, he's flown more missions than Luke Cage. They're pretty close. They're, you know, he's Luke Cage is basically goose to Doom's Maverick.
Nice.
You know.
Who's his Iceman?
Kang.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Because he's another guy that has to kind of fly the flight deck for a while.
Nice, yeah.
I'm counting my 15s to see where I am. Because of this simulator, man, it's been amazing. 4, 5, 6, 7, all the way down to here. Yep. Wow, I'm 15 so far, 16, 17, 18, 19. So I'm up to 19. Currently, I mean, that's no Nikolai numbers, but you know, it's good for what it'd have been a lot less without this simulator for sure.
7, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 73, 25. I have 25
15s. Nice. Now, it would be really funny if 73 was Klotz's real number of 15s.
Oh yeah, if I was just very quietly playing the game and not ever telling anybody.
That would be fantastic. I would love that.
You came into some money recently and you spent it all on just leveling. You didn't play. Screw play.
I wanted drawing for some gold and decided to just instantly level everybody
I still
up.
Think it would have been hilarious if I won one of the drawings because I would have felt terrible because I would have felt obligated to play and then not wanted to play and then
right. Yeah, that would have been horrendous. Yeah. Okay, so moving on. We talked about lockboxes. We've talked about spec apps. I think it's fair to say that we're probably looking at PvP at the end of this week. Based on their schedule, we got one a little bit quicker than usual last time, but it's usually like midweek ends. And then there, you wait one more week, and then the end of that second week is the beginning of the next one. So
I think they listened to us and our community last time. We're like, no, it's too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, I need a good 2 week break. You know?
Well, they're not. They weren't going to do one. I didn't think on Thanksgiving or the day after. So that made sense. Yeah, I'm guessing that we'll probably see a PvP start up this Friday.
Yeah, about 10 minutes after our show ends, which is almost exactly how Jessica Jones dropped, wasn't it? You know, we did our show. We're like, okay, you could drop. And like within the hour of our show ending that Jessica Jones dropped.
Right. Now, the thing is, though, we still have not seen the PvP reward art. Usually we, you know, about this time, we are seeing
it out.
Right, exactly, who the character is that we can unlock. And we even had a tease as far as who it could be.
Okay, so... Brokey Prof says, rather use the flight deck to level 15 heroes for silver to use level 15 to be a silver farm. Cassius goes, I've got about 6 million silver. I can't be bothered to flight deck. Dude, you're not training your heroes. If you sit on 6 million is nothing if you're training your heroes.
Right. Yeah. You'll slurp that up in no time.
Yeah. That's gone in a flash, man.
Yeah, my flight deck is all level 14 characters going up to 15. Everybody below 14 is doing simulator, and then that gets them up to the 15. So, my goodness,
that's pretty smart. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that way you're not getting the maximum amount of silver, but you're getting the second highest amount of silver you can, or it's not really the second because it would be all 15s except for 114. But you know what I mean. I mean, you're still getting a very high amount of silver. You're moving your 14s up to 15 because that would take a lot of simulator battles just to get your 14s to 15. So I figured this is a better way to do it.
You know, I feel smart until I talk to you. And I'm like, oh, that's a way better idea than what I had.
Oh, you are smart. You're smart, Charles.
I come up with some ideas. I do. I mean, I come, but there's something like, I'm clicking along and, oh, Wow, that just was way better than the crap I'm doing over here. Oh, combat cannot be started because the game is updated.
Oh, really? Just got that, huh?
Just got that. Probably because I opened too many lot boxes. It's like, no, stop it. So let's play. Speaking of PokéProf, let's play the PokéProf here.
Yeah, cool.
Greetings, agents, and welcome back to the MAA Microanalysis. I am your friendly neighborhood PokéProf, and Spec Ops is in full swing, giving us new heroes, new weapons, and new ISOs for us to obtain. It's the last most item that I find the most interesting, since this is about the third Spec Ops or so that we've actually been given a limited time available ISO that can change the way we fight. And while I'm glad that there's actually more generalized ISOs that different heroes can make use of, the fact that not everyone will be able to obtain these at all times is a bit of a worry. Either way, some of these stones can be quite powerful, and the ones included in this particular Spec Ops might be game changers once PvP lands. These ISOs, perhaps a bit more than the ones before them, really seem to be about taking about what we know about certain moves or heroes and twisting them on their heads. I can see a great many heroes using the Suturusu ISO to great effect, turning their melee unarmed attacks into stealthy maneuvers. Mm. Hell, it might even make others consider using Kamala Khan, considering the major complaint they have with her is that her entire kit is unarmed attacks. Then there's something like the Dodgy ISO, which I can see a great deal of heroes using at the agent's request, simply to ignore the rather prominent amount of melee powerhouses we've got. Let's not ignore the new gun-based ISOs either. Sandy and Hair Trigger both are rather frightening things that heroes can equip, and placing both of them on a single hero is going to be downright frightening. Remember, Grit can only be removed by Neutralize, and with free follow-ups on all gun-based attacks, I think just about any gun user is going to be loving these new ISOs. Personally, I think the Hemorrhaging ISO is the one I'm most curious to see expanded on. Perhaps give us an ISO that would let us turn bleeding attacks into shredding attacks against bleeding immune enemies? I'd love that one for sure. I think it's been proven with the Elite ISO that just a single one of these magical stones can easily turn the tide of a fight and can make even the weakest heroes into surprising powerhouses. And while I'm not sure if any of the ones here will have that same power, I highly suggest grabbing the ones you can, Agent. You never know what might be useful in the future. Head back to our hosts and think about just who might become stronger with these new stones equipped.
Yeah, that's the first I heard of the ISOs. I know they're there. I haven't seen what they were. Mm-hmm. I haven't paid that much attention playing through the Spec Ops. Those are good.
Yeah, there are some really good ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they gave me a good reason to farm last time, and they're giving me a good reason to farm this time.
Yep. Sure. Yeah, I've managed to pick up two of the dodgies, but I really want some of these Grit ones to just try and figure out what the benefit of them is, you know, like using them in fights. Obviously, Jessica Jones builds up Grit when she's attacking, but I'm wondering if it's going to be a mechanic that we're going to see in a lot of other...
Yeah, Jessica Jones, you got Sandman. Those are mm-hmm. the two right now.
Oh, he builds up Grit too? Okay.
Well, he invented Grit, basically.
He's made a Grit, yeah. Yeah. Well, sure.
You start talking about gun-based follow-ups, and yeah, Elsa pops, right? And then you put the Sandy on her as well. And you're building Grit, and you're getting a follow-up with the gun-based attacks. It's like, holy crap. She's already awesome. That's just like, take you home to mama awesome. That's what that is.
That is really awkward, McFly.
Hey, Elsa's the kind of girl I would have dated in real life. You're tough. You're smart. You've got some elegance about you. You know, yeah. And you can hand me my ass if you needed to. I'm good with all of that.
I hope your poor wife isn't listening in right now. She's going to feel so offended.
So you're making assumptions that my wife's not like no, Elsa no. Bloodstone. You know, maybe my wife might stake you through the heart when she sees you. I'm just saying. No, it's all good. All right, now, after that awkward moment, let's go to All Hail the King.
What is up from the Helicarrier? It's Kingfisher 745. And this is the All Hail the King segment that you can only find right here. Now, in the realm of Marvel, there's been quite a bit going on. Of course, in the game we've had a ton of new characters. The new Spec Ops brings us two more. Of course, this Spec Op does focus on Jessica Jones, the star of the new Netflix series. Now, I'll be honest, I still haven't seen a lot of this series, but I've been really busy. Some parts that I have seen definitely show me that this series isn't exactly safe for everyone, but of course it seems to be well done. And as I believe Agent Akam Dead said, Marvel seemingly can do no wrong. Although, maybe in my case, I just love every superhero series. I am completely caught up on Supergirl. Well, I'm kind of not sure what to think about it, but admittedly I do like it. I think. I know that I love The Flash, though, and I do enjoy The Arrow as well. But my DVR is filling up with back episodes of that one. And I'll be honest with you, Smallville was one of my favorite series. The only thing that was disappointing was, I assumed by the end he would be wearing the costume and flying around everywhere, just being Superman. And they really didn't deliver that. Not that I even remember the final season that much, but I remember being disappointed. First of all, it makes me feel really old, but some things that I do remember is that Jimmy Olsen wasn't really Jimmy Olsen. And then, I think it was Doomsday. He was pretty awesome. It's the same guy that was in Being Human, and I believe he was Starkiller in The Force Unleashed. Well, he's been in a ton of stuff. One thing I really enjoyed about it was Lex Luthor. That guy was awesome. His name eludes me right now, though, and I'm not going to look it up. If you want to, you can. Anyways, though, it was Michael Rosenbaum. Well, I think I've spent too much time talking about DC, and I don't even know if that's legal. It's not like I play that many DC games, only Injustice. Although I have enjoyed a few other DC games. Obviously, though, I don't make any videos on them. So, back to Marvel. It's always been my favorite company. And the Civil War trailer was amazing. I don't know if I've ever been more hyped over a trailer. I especially love seeing Iron Man get beat down. Oh yeah, if it wasn't for Robert Downey Jr., I'd probably hate him forever. So yeah, they did a pretty good job of ruining the character for me in Civil War. Only the Iron Man movies, and then of course the Avengers, reminded me, hey, this character can still be awesome. And you used to love him as a kid. The only thing I really remember, though, about collecting his comics when I was young is, one, he had very odd enemies, oftentimes, and two, he was constantly worried or talking about his suit power. That seemed to be the main adversary. Alright, well, I think that's a personal record of going a very long time without talking about the game, so I give myself a pat on the back. In all honesty, Marvel Avengers Alliance right now has so many characters to choose from, as far as new ones, that would be a great candidate for All Hail the King episodes, that I don't even know who to pick. I have all of them except for Jessica Jones, but I only have two tasks remaining, so we're going to do the video on her. The only other weird thing is with her and the last two new characters, I really haven't spent any time thinking of who to use with them. That's vastly different from what I usually do. Most times, the first thing I think of is who's going to be great with this hero, but I guess I haven't had time. Or maybe in some cases, like with Jessica Jones, I'm not really sure who's going to maximize her talents. What I do know is we're going to make some interesting teams. First of all, there's going to be a True Grit team. And wasn't that a movie?
Yeah.
But anyways, it's going to be her and Sandman. Next, I'm going to use her with Luke Cage. Man, there's going to be a lot of bruisers. Anyways, and lastly, we're going to use her with either Moonstone or Juggernaut. Maybe we'll just go all bruisers for the episode. Now, will these be the most powerful teams ever? Or even the best team for Jessica Jones? I highly doubt it. But one thing I can say about her is her level 9 seems to be very underwhelming. So I'd love to hear from anyone who has her, maybe at a higher level. And I'd like to know, does that do more damage once she's ISO'd, etc.? If not, then she's definitely nothing to write home about. And I do believe PD needs to boost that damage. The only other thing I want to mention is my gifts are fixed, so maybe mentioning it on the podcast worked. Something happened, and I'm grateful. I'm also grateful for you taking the time to listen to me, so thank you all for that, and then back to the hosts.
Yes, was that a record for for longest time talking about not the game?
About right, exactly. That's all right. He's got his... He's got his Jessica Jones. He's probably got her by now, and he's probably got her level to like 12. I'm sure, like, as quick as he is to to get his characters leveled. I'm sure Jessica Jones is going to be up in the 12s by the time I get to the next level I'm at.
Yeah. Speaking of Jessica Jones, I would love for, I know Klotz finished it. I just finished it. I'd love for you to watch it so we can really open it up on the next break in the panel. That'd be cool. Speaking of that, check out MCU Cast, everybody listens here. I know most of you have probably gone and seen some episodes of Jessica Jones or you watched it all. I gotta say, your Marvel should change their tagline to so good. Because it's just so good. Mm-hmm. Everything is just, they do is just, it builds and it builds and it builds and they do not disappoint. It's mm-hmm. so amazing. MCU Cast did episodes separate for every episode you watch. So if you've only watched five episodes, you can listen to the first five podcasts that go with those episodes and you feel like you're part of the discussion. And I got to be on a couple of those. And I know they're looking to do a roundtable with the Giant Size Team Up Network, whoever's available on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, I think it is.
Right.
For all of us that have seen it to give our big teardown of all 15 episodes and share the love. And, you know, it's going to be fun. So go and give that a listen and definitely go watch that because it's an amazing TV show. It's awesome.
For sure. Yeah. Which I'm only halfway through too. I'm really, really enjoying it. So I won't be participating in that round table. I am. Well, you know what? I'm so hooked on Man in the High Tower right now. High Castle?
Man in the High Castle. I think it's High Castle.
Yeah, it's so, so good. It's on Amazon streaming and it is really, really good. Why don't we go to the field?
Yeah.
We should go to the field. Greetings, agents. Agent Raimi, FTH again. How's everyone doing in their PvP? We're done. That's how we're doing. Got Diamond for the second season, but due to the load of invisible women and defense teams, I wasn't able to reach Vibranium or Adamantium. Hope the Spec Ops is live now. I made a mistake and bought Beta Ray Bill in hopes to make a team with Mancha, but the FFIW with her air pressure, Fantastic Four, Freedom... What was it? Not Freedom Force.
Future Foundation.
Future Foundation. Yeah, exactly. Stupid name. Foundation Invisible Woman with her air pressure destroyed. That's all. Wait. My question is, what's the important leveling pattern I should go? Should I level Invisible Woman and Black Knight up to 15 for the next PvP or focus on getting my bonus up? And if yes, which class should I max level first?
D, on all another, of the above.
Yeah, right, exactly. On another note, Boomerang is coming. Hope they don't make him as weak as they did with Blizzard and his passives. They did. Good luck and goodbye for now. At least that's what I'm hearing. I don't have him yet, so I can't speak to Boomerang's abilities, but from everything I'm hearing, he's weak. Let's talk about leveling. So should you level Invisible Woman and Black Knight to 15 for the next PvP? Based on the fact that you wrote this before PvP ended and before Spec Ops started, I'm guessing he hasn't seen, or like this was written before the simulators,
which is a great,
which is a great, you know, getting your Fantastic Four Invisible, or I'm sorry, your Future Foundation Invisible Woman up to high level, as well as Black Knight, way, way easier now that you've got those simulator bays. So so that's a good way to do it. If that's the team you want to use for PvP, then that's really the way to go.
Even if you like move away from using Invisible Woman, she has alts of different classes, so you can kind of move her around to tweak your bonuses because she has a blaster alt and infiltrator alt. So, like, you can, if you aren't using her in PvP, you can make her a blaster to boost your attack kind of thing. So, she's a decent one to level up anyways.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's agreed for sure. So, level those up to 15. I think having 15s in PvP as your team is crucial, especially for your offensive team, because you want to have the ability to trigger those class benefits without having to have the opposite class in there, as we saw last year or last season with me and Mayday and Emma. I really would have liked to have been able to trigger those manually. And Emma's ability to pre-attack with mental anguish when you don't have a tactician that you're fighting against is just such a drag. So,
yeah. It is big time drag.
Yeah.
But Somebody's putting in that the shield breaker can shut her down. It doesn't always. I mean,
no.
it helps. And if you can, I don't know the restrictions on it, because there's sometimes restrictions on the AISOs. Of course, if you have a weapon, it's whatever the weapon does.
Right.
But if you can put the AISO on an AOE attack, that would be great, but it only really works against shielded teams. That's the one thing I love. That's one thing, you know, I won't disagree with the Pokey Prof a little bit when he said they put these great EISOs into these limited time missions and not everybody can get them. It's going to be worrisome. I kind of like that not everybody can get them. I want them, of course. I didn't get the one I wanted on the last one. Eventually, they'll probably do a sale and I'll spend some money on it. But I love that there's so many good teams you can have now and so many different E and AISO setups that you can have that it's not just the same across the board. Everybody just pick from the candy store. It's, you know, oh man, you have that. So I have to figure out in this battle right now how to get around that.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it challenging, but it makes it fun. It could make it too challenging. I will caveat that to where the people who don't get to play as much as we do won't get to do as well.
Go ahead. I think the question is, do you prefer to have an even playing field and, you know, the environment come down to player skill and knowledge, or do you want to have a situation where you have haves and have nots? Which was always the classic argument, at least the argument that I always brought up with the cube back in the day, was that the problem with it is being ubiquitous among the people who had it is that everybody who didn't have it was immediately at a disadvantage because it was such a huge gameplay changer for everybody, you know? In the case of these EISOs, if they're as impactful on certain teams as something like the cube was in the past, then it could be potentially pretty game-breaking balance-wise if not everyone has access to it. So I think I'm with Pokey Prof on where he sits, where he doesn't want to see people get locked out of options because
well, I get that, but I don't think inherently just because you don't have it doesn't mean you get locked out of options.
That might be the case today, but who knows what happens tomorrow.
Well, kind of, yeah.
I mean, all it takes is an EISO coming out that completely breaks a new team wide open and it becomes the new in-team, the new team that dominates everyone. And, you know, it could be potentially game-breaking. So
what Klaus is saying is stock up on gold so you can buy your way through.
Well, no, just like, well, obviously, if you are a competitive player, especially for PvP, you're going to have to bust your ass basically to make sure you get these things in these spec ops, because you don't want to be the guy who has to wait a couple months or weeks to pick it up later. Right. You don't want to be the guy that doesn't have access to it. That's a big deal, you know, especially if it's one of the, if it creates a scenario where it makes or breaks a team because you have access to it or not, kind of thing. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of expand on that concept a little
bit. That's fair enough. I will say the biggest thing I learned from from Kingfisher joining the show was be the guy who busts your ass to get everything, because they were sometimes like, whatever, I don't understand that weapon. And it'd go away. And then weeks or even months later, some meta would change. Like, hey, pull out this weapon because it works great now. I don't have
You mean like when the Cosmic Cardinal was like completely busted? Yes. Wide open when like Rocket came out and stuff, and then people who didn't have it were like, no.
I've always tried to be the person that farms the good stuff, because you never know. I mean, that's the thing, you just never know when things are going to change and when it'll get better. Klotz, you got the next email.
I do. This one is from Agent Half Hill. Hello, Helicarrier Trio. I thought those got blown up in Winter Soldier. Remember the days when deploys and spins on special ops missions actually dropped the components needed to do research? Those were some great times. Seriously, I got 5 stars on all the missions on the Halloween SO and did not get enough vials to create all the weapons. So far, this spec ops is worse. I have 4 stars on mission 1.2. Or I'm sorry, 1, period. 2 stars on mission 2 and 3 stars on mission 3. And I have no components to do the last research. But at least I've gotten some more useless ISO 8 drops. Does Playdom realize that one of the joys of playing these games is actually receiving useful rewards? No, clearly they do not. Like, the joy of this game is occasionally getting something useful and getting a mountain of useless stuff. If you didn't know that already. Like, come on. Get with the program. All of that is me talking, not his letter here. So what do you guys think?
Charles?
I don't know. You guys are being very quiet here. I'm sick. Leaving me all alone out here. Like it's kind of lonely.
The wind.
I, you know, that last line, despite I don't realize the joys of playing these games, it's something you asked me. I think it was on the last show, perhaps, Klotz. You asked me sometime about did I enjoy. Oh, yeah, is that the last game day? Did I enjoy it? And I said, no, I didn't really enjoy it. And you said, that's the problem when a game shifts its paradigm. And I do some of these spins, and I do some of these battles. You know, I go back into just chapter two, not chapter one. I go into chapter two, go back somewhere I haven't farmed, and I'm farming some things. And every once in a while, I'll get a gun that as unable to be leveled up unless you pay gold. It's like a level 48. It's not, you know, one of those mm-hmm. where it's custom to your agent. And I'm like, why does this even exist anymore? And as a part of a random drop that I'm trying to get to my heroic battle. I'm going for a heroic battle in a higher level chapter in season two, and you're giving me the poison pistol from what's her name? I had it till I tried to have it, but it's green and it shoots a poison bullet and that's about it. And it's weak as crap.
Viper?
Viper, yeah. The mm-hmm. gun from Viper. And I have like 10 of those. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to pay you gold to upgrade it because it's still not going to do enough damage for me to care.
Right.
Yeah. Why is it still on this? So I get that. I kind of take the good with the bad. I mean, it's like I don't love every last aspect of the car that I drive, but I like 80 to 90% of it. And that's mm-hmm. kind of the same thing with the game here is I would have to say 80, and maybe my numbers are a little high, and you could probably talk me down off of this, but I like 80 to 90% of what goes on in the game. I think the weapons that they build aren't for everybody, but they're decent nowadays. I think the characters they build are decent nowadays. I think, yeah, things get overpowered and out of shift. You know, whenever we got the first EISO that made all your attacks magic, most of the community went, why the hell would we want this? Especially in PvP when it's all this magic warding going on. And then somebody went, hey, if you put this with something else. Yeah. So I don't know. I get that you're frustrated, but yeah.
Yeah, and I can't tell from his email if he's more upset about receiving the components or once he gets the components, actually receiving weapons that he wants to use.
Well,
once he builds them.
What I've pulled from this is that he's not getting enough of the components to do the research. Mm-hmm. And then he's frustrated because instead of getting stuff like that, he's getting useless ISO 8 drops.
Right, yeah.
Similar trash drops that he just doesn't care about. This has always been an issue. I mean, it's one of the frustrating things about doing like heroic missions and stuff is, especially the difficult ones, you know, you're going to spend sometimes like 10, 15 minutes to do a fight like that to make sure you get it right. And you win and you get, you know, a piece of candy or something mm-hmm. silly like that, you know, and it's really frustrating, you know, because it's like if you look at the way other games have handled this kind of stuff, like if you go run a dungeon in a game like World of Warcraft, you might not get the piece of gear you need, but you're going to get a piece of gear that's on par with what you would have expected to get. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get to the end of it and just get nothing, at least not anymore, not in the modern loot systems. You know what I mean?
Right.
Most games have moved towards if you put that amount of time and effort into something, you're going to get something of quality, even if it's not what you were exactly looking for. The argument here is that we do, you know, all these things, we do these fights, we farm this stuff, and we get a gigantic dump truck full of garbage, and occasionally there's a diamond in the rough. You know, it's like, it's kind of frustrating when it takes so long and uses up so much resource to do all this stuff kind of thing, especially in Spec Ops when you have to spend UISO to do things, you know? So I see where he's coming from. I don't know. I don't know what to say because it's like, of course there has to be a disparity. You know, there has to be like difference between the good stuff and, you know, the basic regular stuff. But like perhaps the ratios are a little out of whack. Perhaps it takes a little bit too much time and effort and resource to get the good things comparative to the bad. Well, you know, sorry, I'm just kind of running along a train of thought here. When we look at something like comic book covers with the lockboxes, there's an inherent system built in so that you cannot just never get it. You know, if you keep getting, you know, lockboxes and opening them, even if you get duplicates, eventually you'll get the next cover you need. It just might take a while. That does not exist in the rest of this stuff. You know, you could, in theory, run a certain mission a couple dozen times and never get what you're after, because people have. I mean, I know there are people who have run some of the season two heroics and stuff like that to try to get a certain EISO or AISO and have run it 50 plus times, you know, sometimes more. I've heard of people running over 100 times to get something and never getting it. Right. And that's kind of crazy. Like, when you really think about that.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
When you translate that to the amount of time and energy and resource you're putting into it and you're not getting your target reward, that's, I mean, that's insane. That's a lot of time and energy. So especially, I see what he's saying.
Especially with this idea of spec ops, where you can only get it from random drops. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I mean, yes, you can go spend, I think it's 3 gold typically for a crafting item. But I mean, to get it free, you get it from the drops. And when the drops aren't dropping, it's really tough. And I'm in a situation now where I'm having to make sure I get to the end of the spec ops in an appropriate time frame that I like. I have to be very cautious with my unrefined ISO, because I haven't hit any of the spins. I haven't hit a big dump of ISO. So I'm at 500 right now, which means I'm not going to really play through the mission until my research is done, because I want to use that to knock out the last remaining missions to get Jessica Jones. Then after that, it's just whatever I have, I throw at it to go farm for the EA ISOs and, of course, the crafting items. I think the crafting on this one, and on the last one, the drop rate has been low. I mean, I remember when we would have our listeners, or we would discover ourselves, say, hey, on Spec Ops Chapter 1, if you jump in, you'll get a thing real quick, and you'll fight one battle, and you try to get it, then you just refresh and do it again. Or you fight two battles, and the rate's pretty good. Or, you know, they point to at least one of the missions had a better drop rate, or at least you didn't waste a ton of energy.
That's the thing. It was it wasn't necessarily a better drop rate, but you get the – I mean, it's the deploys where you're using the specific character they've said are the best ones. The second best ones are the ones where you have a class. So if you've got one of those early in a mission, then, yeah, I mean, it's a good energy thing to say – do the deploy, do the fight, collect the deploy, rinse, repeat.
Well, we have seen data that proves that the character-specific ones do drop those items more often.
Well, yeah, it's a 30% drop rate or something like that, right?
Oh, no, it's something like 70% or something.
It's much higher. Okay. Yeah, it's much higher than the class ones. So we know that. I just think that maybe they've keyed in on the fact that we've been targeting those. I mean, clearly they know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're probably maybe shifting things around a little bit. It's kind of a catch-22 thing, because, like, I kind of feel like that should exist, you know, for, like, the situation you're talking about, McFall.
Yeah.
When you have finished, you know, all the tasks and now you're just farming stuff, there should be a spot to go farm the research pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have one of those available, it's kind of shame on them, because it's like, well, you're making us farm stuff and you're not making it feasible to farm stuff. So you have to choose one or the other. Either you build it into the task process like they have in the past, to a certain degree, or you make it so that we can actually grind this stuff out. Because if you make it so that it takes, you know, like 5 missions or whatever to get one drop, that's not feasible in the long, because that's a whole day's worth of gifts. You know what I mean? Like, you go visit your allies, so maybe you'll get another couple runs out of it, but that's crazy. Like, you're just never going to finish it when you require like 24 of a research component kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, it's you got to make it achievable, basically, and not just achievable for the people who literally sit here 8 hours a day. I'm not hating on those people, but that's not an average player,
right?
You know, and Ree actually said something earlier in chat. He said, if they wanted everybody to get everything, they just put it in our inventory. And I get what he's saying there. So yeah, it has to be something you have to strive to achieve, but it has to be achievable.
Well, look at lot boxes. Okay. When the bar first came out, there was a lot of uproar, a lot of, oh my God. And we did the math and we're like, oh, this is the range is, but now it's, we've accepted it and we understand it's feasible enough typically with the missions that they give you, either the group boss missions or the dailies on the PvP, however they do the drop box. Sometimes they even do side covert ops to get you lot boxes. But it's feasible if you play. I think I even said on the last one, if you don't have enough lot boxes, you just didn't play, because the lot boxes just came flooding in on the last lot box hero. this was a little more difficult because we talked about the rate with Kingpin showing up and those kind of things, but they made it more feasible, and you see the bar going up, so you know, I might have to charge through, but I can get through. And I know how much further I have to get, so I can judge, do I go ahead and drop some gold on this? Do I go ahead and spend some money just to get the character pulled out, or do I wait? Whereas stuff like the crafting the weapons, those kind of things, you have zero idea. Going after these special EISOs, you have zero idea. We just need to make more of a balance. You need to understand the possibilities. So yeah, if you work, you work 8 to 10 hours a day, you can only play one or two hours a day. You need to be able to go in and go, well, what am I going to go after? Am I going to go after the 64 gold weapon? Because I see my bar and I know that, you know, whatever number you want to randomly put up there, but every so often I will guarantee get a piece to research. Am I going to farm that hard just for this thing? Give us the power to make that decision. I think empowerment brings more joy to the game.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah. I think it's imperative to avoid systems that just generally frustrate people. Like I said, things have to be achievable. It's fine to make them something you have to work towards. But the problem with RNG systems is if it's just this endless grind that grinds up all my time and resources and I don't know that I'm going to get a payoff, I'm going to get frustrated and I'm going to go complain. And when that happens, it hits the community and it becomes a sickness, you know, that spreads through the community and everybody. Yeah. And it's not just the people who agree with that perspective that get impacted by that. It's also the people who don't, because they have to sit there and look at all these people complaining about a system that they're fine with, you know. And so it's like, so don't risk that and, you know, put that forward. Avoid that, you know, build systems that are achievable, build systems that, like you said, with the lockboxes, if you didn't get enough, it's because you didn't work hard enough. You know what I mean? That's fine. All right. Throw that
sometimes,
out there.
Sometimes. Know. Sometimes. I wouldn't necessarily say it's this time, but sometimes.
Right. But every system can't be this endless grind either. So, right. I mean, it's a complicated issue. You know, it's something that they've struggled to find the sweet spot on, I guess, in the past. And here we are again talking about it.
Sorry, Plato. You still haven't fixed it. We're trying not to kick you when you're down. Sorry. All right. Agent Sketches writes in, making this really, really quick and brief. Why does everyone call Daredevil's Man Without Fear alt the Netflix alt, but Jessica Jones is just Jessica Jones? Also, might want to be careful of the guy with antlers. Agent Sketches. Who's the guy with antlers? I don't understand.
Daredevil's got it. Well, he's got horns. He's I don't know about antlers. Yeah.
Because
it's easy.
Because reasons. That's why.
Well, if they came out with a if Jessica Jones would have started out as Jewel, right? And we would have had a Jewel costume, and then they came out with the street clothes version, then we would have had the Netflix Jessica Jones alt. That's why.
Also, on the I would argue that Daredevil is he's up there in recognizability. I couldn't give you a scale, but he's more highly recognizable than even Luke Cage and Jessica Jones. So,
oh yeah,
I think that's part of it too. Is that we know Daredevil, we know the red suit,
we know the ketchup and mustard suit, right? And Netflix is a lot shorter to say than Man Without Fear. So, I'm doing Daredevil Netflix as opposed to Daredevil Man Without Fear.
I know for me personally, I didn't know of that storyline until everybody going, well, that's Mark Miller's new Man Without Fear. It's like, okay, I know Daredevil. I don't read a ton of Daredevil. So my major experience was the Netflix one, which pulled a lot from that inspiration. So, you know, I think that's part of it. And because, you know, we're right and you're not, so I'm there. Because I have no real good answer on that one.
Hey, FTH crew, says Agent Manal, arriving to the helicarrier for the first time. Long time listener, first time emailing. I know you like your emails short, so I'll keep this to the point with notes available below. With all the issues with Kingpin group boss spawns and the fact that he's basically a pinata, would increasing his hit points be a good fix? I accidentally did 45% to a Kingpin that I wasn't trying to kill. He seems to have around 450,000 to 480,000 HP. Doubling that would put him to around 900,000. Even with the increase in silver, that would still only allow one hero to train to 15. I'd say keep up the fight against Kingpin, but fight implies that Kingpin has a chance of winning. Agent Manal. In his notes, he says, as far as how I did 45%, it was a scrapper Kingpin against Bruiser Kurth. Kingpin had two runes on him and attacked Kurth. Her follow-up attacks took 45% of his bar, and he didn't have any other debuffs. or debuffs. At that point in time, it only took one more attack with Kurth to finish him due to her EI. So, yeah, I've been using Fixer against him, which doesn't do quite that amount of. I mean, that's like, 200,000. If I'm doing the math right, 45% of about 450,000 to 480,000. That's a fantastic attack, and Fixer takes him down. Always takes him down below the 5%, or if he's low, it kills him. Which everybody gets a chance to kill him as long as you don't pick up the collect things. So don't worry about taking him down.
Yeah, I think this would be more of an issue if killing him took him away from everybody else, but it doesn't.
Right.
You know. So I think that's kind of fine.
Sure.
And also
gives you a chance to get more silver. So.
Well, I mean, it, you know, we've noticed a trend where sometimes, like, there's basically three stages of group boss. There's this one, which is basically a pinata. There is the one that's, you know, pretty average. Certain variants of it are difficult to fight, and then the other ones aren't so bad. And then we get the ones that are completely brutal.
Mm-hmm. I honestly kind of enjoy.
Well, and that's the thing. I think as long as they're cycling kind of through difficulty on them, it's not such a big deal. If we get a soft one from time to time, I think this one is like, clearly this is meant to amp up for the holiday season and everything. It's like, you know, here you go. Here's your silver pinata and your lockboxes. And so in that way, it lets people catch up on some of their leveling and stuff like that. Cause you know, with the new level 15, everybody's been scrambling. I think they're trying to make the grind a little less grindy. With the way they rolled out the simulator recently too, and that gives a ton of XP and really makes it a lot easier. So I don't think every group boss will be like this forever. So I think when we get one once in a while that's pretty easy, just keep your mouth shut and go with it. Like, collect your silver, you know what I mean? Like, because I definitely don't want to see a situation where it's the really difficult one again for like the next four or five. And we're like, oh, I can't even get that 5%. This sucks. You know, because there's been a few of those where you're like, oh, I did like in my case, it was what's his name from the Spider-Man one, the first Spider-Man, Spider-Verse one.
Karn.
Yeah. Where he's just like, oh, you hit me. And now I stab him dead.
Oh, my God. Hey, that guy and his damn pitchfork.
It's the reverse
Oprah. Trident.
You get some death and you get some death. Yes. And he's like, what? I laughed. Yeah. I honestly, because we do have the variations that you're saying, which we need. If you only had brutal bosses, it'd be horrible. But when he came out and it was brutal, I laughed so hard. Like, okay, I about to up my game, but that was, holy crap, that was brutal. I mean, it was a train wreck. It's awesome.
It was horrible.
I'd always
get to go through like a round, like where all of my guys would get to act and I knock off a certain percentage or whatever, or I'd be setting up for the bigger hits in the next round. And then he'd just come through and like kill two people. And I'm like, okay, well, that's over.
That happened. Yeah, exactly.
Try to get a little bit more silver and I'm dead, you know? So, I think as long as that's happening, take the soft ones as they come and just collect, you know, like, your guys' thoughts? Agree, disagree?
Agree. No, totally agree. Like milk the kingpin for as much as you can.
Phrasing.
That's a Fokker reference right there. Meet the Fokkers.
I've got nipples, Greg.
Get as much silver as you can because, we might be up against someone. We might be up against Purple Man next time, and who knows how easy it is.
To do that.
He's going to be able to... He's going to be like, why are you hitting yourself? You, go take your clothes off. You, make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Smile. Right. Now, I will give everybody a tip. If you find those situations where it's difficult or you're not getting what you want, hit refresh before the boss flees and start the battle over because these things are free to fight and get what you want out of it. Now, I do like – I use Fixer now, and I use Fixer and Hogan as my standard team because I can usually take 40% to 50% of a full boss's health, and that's fine by me. I get a lot of silver, and I pass them on down the line for somebody else to beat up on. Anything at under 20%, I can kill him, but I have found where he like stunned Fixer to where I had everything set up and all I had to do was trigger the bombs and my agent didn't have the trigger. The
breaching kit?
Yeah, the breaching kit on them at the time. And so all of a sudden he disappeared. I went, but how did you get myself, man? Where'd you go?
I had mines on there. Refresh. Yeah.
But that's a little tip is if you're not getting what you want, kind of judge the battles you go and hit refresh if you need to, because you don't lose anything by doing that and you get a better shot. I did that with that Bruiser car. Bruiser car was so brutal. And when I come into him, I mean, I would, Oh, I could do that now. He was brutal.
God, it hurts my throat hearing you do that.
But yeah, anyway, refresh, plan for it. You know, when the brutal ones come, it makes me just play that much harder. It's like, I will beat you. And when I get slapped down, I get up again, put together a different team and rage against him. And then when I win, I just flip off the screen for like an hour and I'm happy. Yeah, I get perverse joys out of some of these games. What can I say?
Right. Would you say that when you get knocked down, you get up again?
I do.
I was waiting for that.
Never can keep me down. That's right.
Do you often
whiskey drink?
Find yourself pissing the night away as well? If we say any more, we'll have to pay royalties. Exactly.
All right, any tips or tricks, guys, before we get out of here?
Nothing from me.
I think I just gave mine, so all right. I mean, there we go.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe.
All right, sorry to throw this off. We got breaking news. PokeProf says, hey, folks, before you end, we got an update. Apparently that refresh we got that I mentioned earlier buffed the Kingpin. He is now unexploitable.
Uh-oh.
So that's... Just had to squeeze that in. I apologize for stopping the music, but I thought that was very important to throw in there. He's now unexploitable. It's going to be different. So here we go.
Wow.
Agents, listen up. Music from the Helicarrier provided by The Beginning at Last. Subscribe to Twitch TV to see us whenever we're live. Give us a review, rate us, and subscribe to the show on iTunes. Find more of Epic Boss McFall on House of the Bear at Facebook and the Success Freaks podcast. And more of Agent Ibbitt on the Coverville podcast. And Agent Klotz just hanging out all over the Helicarrier website. Agents, your primary point of contact is via email at fromthehelicarrier@gmail.com. And find everything else you need, from tips and strategy on the game to full archive episodes on the Helicarrier.com website. Agents, this has been another proud podcast from the Helicarrier Podcast Network.
And with that, the unbeatable Kingpin has fled.